We see who the diehards are now after the break. See, we've heard some really good papers, and now we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about Avail, which is a dicarboxylic acid copolymer, which is commercially available. It increases the efficiency of phosphate fertilizers, and it's been on the market commercially available for about 5 years now. In the last 2 years, there's probably been over 1 million tons of phosphate fertilizer that has been treated with the Avail copolymer, and has been sold not only in the United States, but internationally. Yesterday, we had some really good talks about phosphorus and what our future looks like with phosphorus. The Simplot company is basic in phosphate fertilizer production. This is an aerial view of the Smoky Canyon mine, which is near the Idaho-Wyoming border. The phosphate ore is mined out of this mine here and pulverized, put into a slurry, and pumped almost 100 miles through a pipeline to one of our production plants in Pocatello, Idaho. At this production plant, we make monoammonium phosphate, diammonium phosphate, triple superphosphate, superphosphoric acids, and a product 1620O, which is a monoammonium phosphate sulfate product, so it has sulfur with it. Just some of the phosphate products that we manufacture and sell as a company, not only as to our retail locations, but also to we wholesale this fertilizer product throughout the western United States and into Canada. Well, we talked yesterday a little bit about some of the challenges with phosphate fertilizer during the first year of application. We often only see 20% or less of that phosphate that is utilized in crop production. The problem is that it creates insoluble precipitates, not only at high pH soils with calcium and magnesium, but also is fixed with iron and aluminum in low pH soils. So we have a problem there. The Avail polymer helps us solve some of these chemical processes that are going on in the soil. It's a highly charged polymer, a cation exchange capacity of 1,800 milliequivalents per 100 grams. And the mode of action is it sequesters these antagonistic cations that are available in the soil, both at high pH and low pH, and makes the phosphate fertilizer that we're applying more available. So that remains unfixed in a microenvironment where we've applied the phosphate fertilizer with the Avail. It makes it available for plant uptake, and it results in this microclimate of an enriched phosphate zone where the plants can utilize it. This is a soil chemistry phenomena, and it's not particularly associated with any particular species of plant, but it is worldwide. We have this problem in many soils. Now, this Avail polymer is applied at the rate of 2.1 liters per about 378 liters of product in a liquid, or 2.1 liters per metric ton of phosphate product. So it's a fairly small application rate. But it's I'd like to share with you some of the results that we have been seeing. Now, Terry talked about how Simplot is a company, and SFP, who is the manufacturer and patent holder of these products. We have a whole array of third-party research that has been conducted on many different soils, many different crops, not only in the United States, but across the globe. This slide I like because it kind of demonstrates that antagonistic problem that happens when we take hard water on the left, and then in the second vial we've added a drop of 1034-O, we immediately start to see precipitates form. That's the antagonistic reaction of the calcium with the phosphate. When we go to the third vial, we've added the, I guess that's not going to work there. We've added the Avail product here. And then in the fourth vial, we've added the 1034-O to the mixture containing Avail in the hard water. Notice how we don't see that precipitate. We've neutralized that reaction. So with the third-party data, what I've done is I've gone back and looked at some of the research projects that have been done on different crops, different soils, and I wanted to look at the agronomic efficiency, which is defined as the yield with a particular nutrient minus the yield without that nutrient divided by the amount of nutrient that was applied to the system. So what that does, the agronomic efficiency gives us a measure of how the crop yields are affected by the application of a nutrient. So in this particular study, which was done in Kansas by Barney Gordon, we had Avail treated on MAP versus MAP alone, the yellow line. And this is the results of a 3-year study. And you'll see that we had a significant response to the Avail. So I went back and calculated the agronomic efficiency at each of those data points. So each of those data points would be the average of 4 replications. And depending on which units you use to calculate agronomic efficiency, you can change that number numerically, what that number is. The thing that's most interesting to me is, how did Avail increase the agronomic efficiency? What was the percent increase in agronomic efficiency due to the Avail product when it was added? In this case, at 22 kilograms per hectare, we saw 124% increase in agronomic efficiency. And we see that as we apply more phosphate to the system, we start to overload the antagonistic problem that we have there, and that increase decreases. So it's most efficient at low application rates when we're fighting that antagonism that is being caused by the cations in the soil. This is another project, 3-year project with Giles Randall in Minnesota. In fact, Giles just walked in. Giles, here's some of your research. I went back and calculated the agronomic efficiency of the Avail product. And what we see is at 28 kilograms per hectare, we had an increase in efficiency of 71%. And at 56 kilograms per hectare, that agronomic efficiency was 74%. We have conducted many experiments. Here's an experiment on rice, a 3-year experiment that was done by Dave Dunn in Missouri. And we see that the agronomic efficiency was 78%, so there's 78% increase at 28 kilograms per hectare, or 28 kilograms of P2O5 per hectare, decreasing to 13% to zero at 112 kilograms of P2O5 per acre. So as we get up to really high rates, you don't need Avail because you've overwhelmed the system. A 3-year study on canola out of North Dakota State. In this case, we saw 107% increase in the agronomic efficiency of the phosphate fertilizer at 19 kilograms of P2O5 per acre. and that dropped to 63% increase at 37 kilograms per hectare. So in each of these cases, I will tell you, not in every case, you don't necessarily see the same example. When other factors become limiting to crop production, you're not going to see this type of result. I also, as a company, we do a lot with potatoes. We make a lot of French fries for McDonald's, for one thing. And we're always interested in how these products work on potatoes. In this particular slide, I went back and we had 4 years of data on potato production in Idaho with Dr. Jeff Stark. But in each year, we varied our experimental design. So in 1 year, we had MAP applied in the fall with Avail. In another year, we had APP, ammonium polyphosphate, 10-34-0 with Avail as a liquid. In another year, we had MAP applied in the spring with Avail. And then in a year, we split the application between fall and spring applications. So how do you compare all those? Well, I wanted to look at the relative increase. What was the percent increase in yield when we added Avail? And so I started plotting these data points, and you'll see that the increases ran from about 10% increase in total yield to down to zero as we went from 50 kilograms, 60 kilograms per hectare of N, or excuse me, a P205 down, up to over 250. Well, each one of those data points is the average of 4 replications. I ran a quick regression, and you see that there is quite an interesting trend there. So as the phosphate applications increased, that increase in total yield started to decrease as we flooded the system again with phosphate fertilizer. But our farmers don't get paid on total yield of potatoes. They get paid on U.S. number one potatoes. So I took it further and started plotting what was the percent increase in yield U.S. number one potatoes with those same data points. Well, in the agronomically practical phosphate application rates, which would be anywhere from 100 to 200 kilograms of P205 per acre for potato production in southern Idaho, you see that there starts to be quite an interesting relationship there between Avail and the increase in U.S. number one potatoes. They get paid more money. They like that. We have many acres of potatoes in Idaho that are now being fertilized with Avail on their phosphate applications. We've heard a lot at this conference that the world phosphate reserves are finite and that we need to be, as an industry, concerned about how we conserve those for future generations while maintaining our food production that is required for a growing population. Well, best management practices would say that we want to do all the products and technologies that are available, get those to our growers so that they can be more efficient in their crop production practices. Phosphate applications treated with Avail improve crop growth, crop yields on a number of agronomic crops. I've talked just about a few here today. And the agronomic efficiency, which is the amount of food that's produced per unit of, in this case, phosphate applied, was increased with the Avail product. Now that increase decreased as we flooded the system with Avail, or flooded the system with phosphate fertilizer. So we as a company recommend Avail as part of a best management practice to our crop advisors. Terry and I go out and we educate. We have some 300 plus crop advisors that we work with in the Simplot retail footprint. And we recommend that they understand this technology and recommend it to their producers when appropriate. And we would say that there's still a lot of work to be done with the Avail product, understanding when to recommend it, what crops it works best on. There's still a lot of work, and we will continue to work with this product. And I thank you.